Celebrity memoirs are having a moment. Will we ever tire of gossip about our favorite famous people? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews three new books that explore the lives behind the legends. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Michelle Obama's first memoir, Becoming, was the top-selling book of 2018, translated into 24 languages and embraced around the world, not only because the author was already beloved and admired, but because the book shared the details of a life story unlike any we'd heard before. This follow-up, The Light We Carry, is the kind that gets written because everybody wants more, whether or not there actually is any more to say. We've heard before about Michelle's experiences as a Black woman at Princeton, about the inspiring example of her father, about the importance of friendship in her life, about the early days of her relationship with Barack, about moving her mother into the White House. She returns to these topics here, this time focusing less on storytelling than crystallizing advice, particularly for those dealing with experiences of otherness, prejudice, not mattering, and loneliness. Though there are no surprises or reveals, there's plenty of warmth and encouragement here. On a completely different note, Love, Pamela by Pamela Anderson chronicles the story of a feral child from Western Canada who became an iconic Playboy playmate and the juiciest tabloid fodder of all time. The memoir gets off to a good start with her nostalgic account of her childhood in coastal Vancouver, raised by very young, very wild, and not very competent parents. Here and throughout the book, Anderson displays a remarkable lack of anger. She has faced abuse and mistreatment of many kinds over the decades, but she touches on the most appalling passages lightly, though not so lightly that you don't feel the torment of the media attention on the events leading up to her divorce from Tommy Lee. Her trip to the pages of Playboy, which involved an escape from a violent fiancé and sneaking across the U.S.-Canada border, is one of many jaw-dropping stories. In an interesting passage, Julian Assange's mother counsels Pamela to desexualize her image in order to be taken more seriously as an activist. Pamela decides it's too late to turn back now. Good call. And to leap from low culture to high, our last book is The Critic's Daughter by Priscilla Gilman, daughter of drama critic Richard Gilman and literary agent Lynn Nesbitt. I lost my father for the first time when I was 10 years old, writes Gilman, referring to her parents' divorce, which ended an idyllic early childhood among the New York literati of the 1970s, lit by her father's devotion to his two daughters and his love of make-believe, storytelling, and children's literature. His impersonation of Sesame Street's Grover was a beloved lifelong party trick, one of many enduring rituals of his religion of childhood. As his daughter, writes Gilman, I have the privilege or the burden of making the final assessment of my father's life. Can I make an act of bracing honesty also an act of love? For those who don't know her father's work, as a critic and Yale professor, he was a supporter of iconoclastic theater, also the author of a landmark book on Chekhov. Gilman provides a detailed portrait of his career. Passionate, resonant, and beautifully written, with just a few forgivably maudlin moments, The Critic's Daughter evokes both a uniquely fascinating and troubled man and the poignant and relatable essence of the father-daughter connection.
The books are The Light We Carry by Michelle Obama, Love, Pamela by Pamela Anderson, and The Critic's Daughter by Priscilla Gilman. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.